This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast for yet another bonus episode. And this one is extra special. I didn't want to roll this into one of our normal Monday or Saturday episodes. This deserves an episode all of its own because it is a huge and exciting announcement. Something is available that I have been working on and thinking about for years. This has been a dream and a goal of mine for a very long time, and we are doing the version one launch of it today. I am beyond excited. I'm going to give you all the details. I'm going to give you all the backstory because it wouldn't be my episode if I didn't give you the backstory and the context, right? But I'm not going to leave you in suspense. The Changemakers Productivity and Fulfillment Journal is now available. I'm so excited. Okay, let me just tell you what it is and where this idea came from. Like a lot of you, I mean, this is a personal development podcast. If you are listening to it, I know that you value getting things done, making progress towards your goals, all of those kinds of things. What I found for myself was that productivity is great and feels great. You know, those days where you have your list and you grind through it and you knock everything out, like that feels really good. But that's not the be-all end-all, right? When I have focused primarily on my to-do list, I've found that, yeah, I get things done and that feels good, but I'm often overlooking areas of my life that matter more to me than the areas where I want to be productive, right? I want to be productive in my career. I want to be productive around my house. You know, I want to do the things like fold the laundry, wash the sheets, reorganize the pantry, all of that kind of stuff. It matters. Paying the bills, getting things done at work. Those are all really important things. And that's what I think most planners focus on. And then most journals really focus on the feelings, the processing, the aspirational kinds of thoughts and ideas, but I hadn't found any system to merge the two to help me be productive, get done the things that I want to get done in a day, but also feel fulfilled. And for the longest time, I thought about what this might look like and how it might work, and I had a million different iterations in my head, and I wasn't able to really find anything that scratched that itch, and I came up with a bunch of my own different systems and processes, and then it got really serious to me, like it moved up to the top of the priority list after Dagny died, because for the first time, productivity and achievement weren't really my daily goals or my biggest priorities, maybe for the first time. And here's the deal. If you would ask me at any other point in my life, like what matters more to you, happiness and family and fun or work, I probably would have wanted to say happiness and family and fun and memories and all of those kinds of things, but my actions didn't line up that way. Most of my days, to be very honest, were just kind of going through the motions of like, okay, I need to work out, check. I need to cook dinner, check. I need to write this email. I need to respond to this thing. I need to pay this bill. I need to record this podcast, check, 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 check. And then the whole value of being fulfilled and making time for relationships and giving myself quiet time and space and doing fun things and date nights, they were more accidental, less intentional is a better way to say it, less intentional. If it just so happened that somebody said, hey, do you guys want to go out to dinner? Sure, we can do that. But it wasn't deliberate. It certainly wasn't in the forefront. It wasn't a driver of how I spent my days and how I spent my time. And I want a balance. And I think most of us want that balance where we're doing the things we want to do, we need to do, but we're also building a life that we love and those things are happening in tandem. The other struggle that I had and that I talk about a lot with my clients who are in the 12 weeks to transformation is there's a lot I want to do. I have a lot of goals. I have a lot of areas of my life that I want to improve. And there was both this sense of overwhelm, oh my gosh, there's all these things, and also this sense of, I don't really know where to start, trouble focusing, right? Like, which, if I focus on this, then I don't have time for this, and I really want to do this, but I'm not sure where to fit it in. And that played into the overwhelm, the sense of like, there's just not enough time. And I knew there had to be a way to focus, to minimize overwhelm, to get done the things that need to get done, and also to have as high of a value on fulfillment, which we can all define in our own ways, and we all will define in our own ways. But to me, fulfillment is about intentionally creating the life I want to live. And I didn't do that for a long time. I mean, sure, I wanted to lose weight, and so maybe some of my efforts and attention there could kind of go towards fulfillment, but intentionally creating the life I want to live for me is about things like investing in friendships and making sure that I write to or talk to or see my grandmother X many times. Well, I've got two living grandmothers still. And of course, COVID confuses all of those things, but you know what I mean? Like intentionally creating the life I want to live, which requires that we know what that is. And I think many of us have this very vague, ambiguous idea in our minds, but haven't really solidified it. And I wanted a tool that would help me solidify that. For example, to get down on paper that I want to have date night once a week and that helps me execute on that, that moves that very intentionally from this aspiration is nice to have to something that's easy to stay on track with. Similarly, friendships, it's huge for me. I want to have girls trips. And I know COVID again, like that's sort of this thing, but I don't believe that's a forever limitation. I really don't believe that. And I hope you don't either. But going on a girls trip at least twice a year, even if it's an overnight, a weekend, right? Something like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, 2 weeks away, though that would be amazing. Things like that. Doing things other than going out to eat or to a movie or whatever with Chris, like trying new things together. Chris is my husband, for those of you that are new to the show. But trying new things together is something huge for me. Spending one-on-one time with my mom, again, COVID challenge. But this isn't a tool just for, you know, COVID. We can make that work. So things like I want to make sure to reach out to somebody in my extended family 5 times a week. You know, not the same person, but different person, but I'm doing that activity 5 times a week. All of those different kinds of things that can end up falling by the wayside at the end of the year. What do we have that was really, really memorable? What do we have that was really, really special? I want to be more intentional about, you know, a weekend away with Chris, with our kids in the future, once a quarter. Things like that that otherwise end up by happenstance. Just if it happens to happen, great. If it doesn't, oops, we were too busy focusing on our to-do lists and going to meetings and organizing the pantry, right? I want to be more intentional about creating the life I want to live. Baby steps every single day. Every little tiny bit that I can move the needle forward. I want to have a process for that. I don't want it to be on the back burner. So, like I was saying, after Dagny died, I was like, now's the time to create this tool for myself instead of just wishing that it exists. And I played around with a couple of different templates and went back and forth and tweaked it. And then I found one that I was like, okay, this is really working for me. This is working not only to help me focus on the need to do's, but also to pursue multiple things at once. You know, sure, we all want to improve our health, but we've also got things we need to do around the house. We've got things we need to do for our jobs or our businesses. We've got things we need to do for our kids or our spouse or whatever else, our home, our finances. So it helped me to not feel overwhelmed by all the things. And it helped me to put more intentionality and daily focus on fulfillment. Again, all without overwhelm. And so I used this template for a little bit, and a couple people on my team used the template as well. And then I was like, all right, this is it. We're putting this out to the world. And that is what is now available to you, the Changemakers Productivity and Fulfillment Journal. But I want you to know that even though we've used that J word, journal, it really functions as much like a planner as it does like a journal. So let me kind of walk you through it and give you the details. Although I should say this, I should say one little logistical thing before we get into the details. Since this is the first time, I only ordered a limited quantity. I didn't do any fancy schmancy sales pages or anything like that. There are QR codes. If you've been out to eat in COVID days, you know that you know what a QR code is. Hopefully you knew before that. But if you didn't, essentially it's this little image that you scan with your phone and it opens up a web page. So throughout the journal, there are these little QR codes. So if you're looking at a section and you're like, I'm not quite sure how to use this part, what this means, what I should put here, all you have to do is scan the QR code and it's going to take you to a website that explains it and gives you some examples. So we did that part, but I didn't bother with a fancy sales page or anything like that because I really wanted this to be a connected and collaborative experience that we go through together for this first edition of this journal. On top of that, I want to go through it with you as best I can because I really believe that community and relationships and energy, collective energy, are a huge part of staying engaged. The last thing in the world that I want this to be is something that you get really excited about and you use for a week and then it goes to the graveyard of the rest of the unfinished journals and planners that you've purchased, right? Like, I don't want that to happen. So, for this first run, this limited edition initial launch, here's what I'm doing. I am opening up an exclusive Facebook group for those of you who get one of these first edition Changemaker journals. And in that Facebook group, it'll just be people who have purchased it so that we can kind of support each other and learn from each other and kind of feed off each other's energy and excitement and enthusiasm to stay engaged. And on top of that, and I'll be in there Monday through Friday, I'll be checking in there. On top of that, at least once a month for 3 months, I'm going to go through this with you for 3 months because it is a 3 month journal planner. I'm going to go through this with you for 3 months and I will do at least once a month a live Q&A. We'll be able to talk, you'll be able to join me there live just for people who get this first edition. Any questions that you have, any struggles, any challenges, any barriers, I am committed to going live with you guys at least once a month as we go through this first edition. I'm so excited about it. And it's beautiful. It's hardcover. It's got a beautiful kind of oatmeal colored linen cover with a little gold seal on the front. Again, there are those QR codes inside to help you out so you never have to feel stuck, but you'll also have the Facebook group. You'll also have these at least once monthly lives with me. Very, very excited about it. What makes this different? Because I'm sure there are people listening who have that graveyard of half-used journals and planners. What makes this different is that it does focus on not only productivity, but also fulfillment, right? That it focuses on what we will do today versus let's zoom out for the month and what's the big, no, we want to really help you hyper-focus on today. You guys hear me talk about this constantly on the podcast, that one of the most valuable things we can do to overcome overwhelm or to improve our focus and our progress towards our goals is get laser-focused on what we can do today. And this really guides you through that. It's a tool, right? It's not just like this blank thing. It's not blank at all. But I was talking to my husband, Chris, about it. And we were talking about what people would think of it and different things like that. And he was saying the difference between this and so many other things is that it is a tool. And as a tool, here are some of the things that it's going to help you do. It's going to help you create clarity about what you really want for your life. Because as I said a few minutes ago, lots of us have a general idea, we have a sense, but what we need is that specificity and that clarity. It's going to help you focus on daily actions that move the needle. As we've talked about, it's going to balance productivity and fulfillment, and it's really going to support you in investing in the areas of your life that matter the most. Because a lot of us just go through the motions, investing in the areas that don't matter the most, sort of the essential critical areas, but not necessarily the most important areas. It's also going to help you hold yourself accountable to your progress, because it's going to be very, very visual, and it's going to help you eliminate overwhelm. We brainstorm. There's a whole process in this journal for brainstorming what would make this next month amazing. It doesn't have to be a calendar month, right? If you get yours the fourth week of January or so, you don't have to wait until February 1st to start. I don't want you to wait at all. But the next month, the next 30-day-ish increment of time, what would make it really exceptional? And I help you through the tools in this journal brainstorm what all of those things would be. And then we narrow down to one primary monthly goal. That does not mean that that is the only thing we focus on. Obviously, we don't live in a bubble. Obviously, even if we're focusing on finance or we're focusing on health, we still have things we need to do for our home, for our finances, for our jobs, for our kids, etc. It really supports that. Because one of the biggest questions I get from people is, how do I balance all of the areas of my life that I need to work on? This tool helps you do that. And then we establish for that primary focus, not the only focus, but the primary focus, daily commitments that you make, just a few, not a million. That, remember, one of the big parts of this is that it minimizes overwhelm. So some daily commitments that drive that particular primary goal. But then there are the life investments. So let's just say that your primary goal is related to your finances and you want to either get out of debt or you want to boost your savings, but that's your primary goal. I want you investing through one specific action in other areas of your life. Using myself as an example, my primary goal right now, being 6 months pregnant, is related to my physical health, right? My physical health, that is the area of my primary goal. But today, for example, I have an investment, one specific action step to make in my marriage, right? I have an investment, one specific action that I'm going to make in my business. I have an investment, one specific action that I am going to make in my happiness, okay? Now, your three other areas might look totally different. And here's the scoop. Mine might too tomorrow. They're not fixed. So the other areas of our life that we invest in are not fixed. I have a list of probably 12 or 13 other areas of my life that I want to invest in outside of my primary goal. For example, my home, my finances, things like that, in addition to the ones I already mentioned, my marriage, my business, etc. I'm just picking three each day that I'm going to take one action step towards. Sometimes that action step takes 2 minutes, right? It's sending a text message or it's updating a spreadsheet. Other times it might take 30 minutes, right? Sometimes for like personal development, which is one of my other investments, it's reading for 30 minutes or something like that. So it has flexibility built in, but it's really going to help you focus. On the daily pages, I really want to give you some prompts for thinking differently, looking for wins, because without an intentional focus on like what went well, what did I do well, it's easy to focus on where we dropped the ball. So there's an entire section for making note of wins. My wins today, and I'm recording this at about 10:30 in the morning, I start with, I made my bed. I journaled. I had water before I had anything else. I worked out. Those kinds of things, like, it's very encouraging. And then we're looking for little things. There's a whole science about how what you focus on, you create more of, you see more of, you experience more of. And so I want to bring your attention to daily wins, as well as things that help you shape the life you want to have. Like, I'm the kind of person who, right? That's one of the things we look at every single day. For me, of course, it's different every day, but one of the things I write a lot of times is that I'm the kind of person who doesn't rush and I do things really well. I'm getting better every day at staying in the moment because my tendency has been to rush, to race from one thing to the next, and the goal is to just get it done fast. And I want to be, and so I reinforce this every day in my journal, I want to be the kind of person who doesn't rush. I take my time. My value, my priority is on doing things well versus getting things done quickly. But then I also put things there, and yours will be very different. I'm just giving you some examples here. I put things there about how I interact with Chris. You know, I pay attention. I ask questions. I show affection, that sort of stuff. I am the first one to stop an argument instead of feeding it or fueling it, that kind of stuff. But I really love that focus. And there's an entire page that allows for all of your to-dos, right? I have to-dos every single day, just like you do. For me, even on a Saturday, which is the day I'm recording this, it's I got to check in with my groups. I got to respond to emails, record this podcast, update the VIP email. I've got to drive up to New Hampshire. I've got a meeting there, work out, all of those kinds of things. They're there and it helps me stay focused. And what I love is that if something pops into my mind, like, oh my gosh, I need to call my insurance company on Monday, I just flip forward, in this case, two pages forward, and I just write in the notes section, for 2 days from now, call Blue Cross Blue Shield, right? That eliminates the sense of like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to forget. There's this and I need to do this. And I keep forgetting that I need to schedule an appointment to have my tires replaced. No, because if I'm not going to do it today, if I'm going to do it today, I'm going to write it down today. But if I'm like, you know what? Tuesday is a good day because Tuesday is a little bit slow. I'm just going to flip forward and I'm going to get there. And the dates are not pre-filled, right? But since I use this daily, I know that if today's Saturday, I just flip forward a few pages, that's Tuesday, and I write, call the tire place or go to the tire place or whatever. And that is really reassuring for me. I love paper, right? Somebody had reached out and said, is there going to be a digital version? I have no idea what will come in the future, but for the near term, there will not be. There will not be a digital version. And the reason for that, I'm always happy to kind of pull back the curtain and show you guys what's going on. This is, for me personally, and therefore for Primal Potential, a year of minimizing and simplifying for a number of reasons. And I'm happy if you guys are curious about what those reasons are, just message me. I'm happy to share them with you. I won't dive into all of them here, but minimizing and simplifying. So yeah, absolutely. We could have built this beautiful sales page, but I'm like, you know what? It's a small run. Let's just get it out there. Let's just get it out there and let's not worry about that. Similarly, oh, you know, we need to make a digital version too. But no, we don't. There's a concept in business called the minimum viable product. And we definitely went beyond that here because, as I said, it's a beautiful hardcover linen journal planner. But there are some things that just, it's not where we're going to start. We might get there, but I'll tell you, we won't get there soon because it's just not on the radar. I use the principle of big rocks in business, just like I do in my personal life. Like, is this the thing that's really going to move the needle? No, I know there are people who want a digital version, and we might get there and we might not. But if you want to be a part of it, we have the physical version. While I'm on sort of logistics and behind the curtain kind of stuff, let me talk about international because there's been a lot of questions about that because I've been talking about this for a while in the Facebook group. You can only check out on this non-sales page if you're in the United States, okay? That does not mean that we won't ship internationally. However, it's going to be case by case and here's why. Not only has the coronavirus extended shipping times dramatically. It's just taking a lot longer for things to get places. It's also increased the cost of shipping. And so what I've learned in doing identity journal mailings for the last several years and just sort of sucking it up and taking the hit is that international shipping can be insanely expensive. It's not always. There are some places that I can ship to internationally for $10 or $12, but the majority of places that I ship to for Primal Potential, certain areas of Canada, Australia, Malaysia, places like that, it can be like $30 to ship just one of these very, you know, it's with the packing, it's like a pound. And I don't want to just put it on there that everybody pays $30. Maybe that would be the easiest thing, but basically, if you're international and you want it, you can reach out and we'll basically give you an approximate shipping cost. If you're willing to pay that, then we will invoice you. And once you've paid that often excessive shipping price, then we will ship it out to you. It'll take longer and it'll cost more. So what we've set up is for US only, because just dealing with reality and statistics, the vast majority of our customers are in the United States. We're not saying no again to international orders. We're just saying it's going to be pricey. And we'll give you that number for your area. It'll probably be an estimate because I'm not going to go to the post office for every single one and do, how much would this cost? But we'll give you an estimate. If you're willing to pay it, we'll invoice you. You're good to go. Just know that it's going to take a little bit longer. Okay. So there are these daily pages, but there are also monthly pages that help us get clear on, you know, what would make this month a huge win? Which of these things are the most important? What might get in my way? How do I know if I'm on track? How do I know if I'm not on track? What am I going to do about that? All of those kinds of things that I think are just really powerful, powerful tools. Now, as I said, because we did a limited run, I really want to make this a very special experience for people who get on board. And that means that when you purchase this journal planner, remember, it's a tool. It's not just like a blank notebook that you're getting. It's a very purposefully crafted tool. You're also going to get a link to our private Facebook group so that we can go through this together, encourage each other, brainstorm about better ways to use it together. And within that group, I'm going to be making myself available to go live, answer your questions. I'll be in that group responding and answering questions 5 days a week. But I'm also going to be doing these live webinars. And yes, they will be recorded if you can't make it live, and I'll make the replays available, all of that kind of stuff. So as I said, we did order a limited quantity. We didn't build out some fancy sales page. So if you are one of those marketing gurus that loves all of the fancy graphics and all of that, you're not going to see it. So this is either not for you or an opportunity for you to see the value in simplicity and just getting things out there versus spending time and money making them perfect. We definitely spent the time and money to make the journal perfect, but again, not like big email marketing campaigns and all. You're not going to see that from me. That's not my style anyway. But that's the scoop. I am beyond excited about this. When you purchase the Changemakers Journal, you also get access to that Facebook group. You also get access to these monthly coaching calls with me that I'm very, very, very pumped about. I'm going to put the link in the description for this podcast, okay? If you have any trouble finding that, you can also go to the VIP email that went out same day that this podcast is released, or you can go to my social media channels. The link will be in all of those places. So no fear if you can't seem to find it in the podcast description for whatever reason. We did do a limited quantity run on this. So if you're excited about it, let's go. It will be shipped out to you within 2 business days of your order. I have no idea how long it will take to get to you. We will send it priority mail, but coronavirus has slowed down the mail system a little bit, so who knows there. But yeah, that's the scoop. I'm super, super excited about it. I think it's an incredible tool, especially as we start a new year. If any of you guys feel like you need something to help you create clarity about what you want, either for specific areas of your life or your life in general, if any of you feel like you have trouble either getting focused or staying focused, following through and executing, this would be amazing for you. If you are somebody who has struggled with the balance of productivity and fulfillment, this will be huge for you. if you need help with accountability, holding yourself accountable, or that you're desiring to be in a group of people who are all doing the same thing and be part of accountability in that way, this would be great for you. And lastly, if you are somebody who feels overwhelmed by all the things going on in your life and all the things you feel like you need to do and also you want to do, this is a great tool for you. So again, I'll put the link to purchase in the description for this episode. It'll also be on my social media channels. If you're on the Primal Potential VIP email list, it'll be there as well. I am excited about this. I'm incredibly excited to go through this with many of you. And if you have any questions that I didn't answer in this episode, you can just message me. The best place is on Instagram. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton. Or the Primal Potential Facebook group is a great way, but just reach out if you have any questions. Check the link in case it answers there in terms of the price, in terms of the shipping, all of that kind of stuff. But I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. This tool has been massively helpful for me. It's something I've wanted to bring forward to you for years, and it took me years to get it right, to get it to where I know it's going to serve you in all of these ways. Focus, balance, prioritization, eliminating overwhelm, fulfillment, along with productivity, accountability, and it is now here. So wanted to put this out there for all of you guys so that you can learn more. The link to get started with me is in the description, also on social media, and I can't wait to experience it with you. Make it a great day. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.